It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials are cautiously optimistic that COVID-19 transmission numbers have at least plateaued since their high in November. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says COVID-19 numbers have been unstable in recent days, but she says cases and hospitalizations seem to be leveling off compared to last month.
We know that these numbers are still really high, but overall it does appear that we're in some sort of a high plateau with the amount of transmission that's occurring in the state.
State officials worried that people getting together over Thanksgiving would lead to more spread of the virus, but Herlihy says the latest data suggests it slowed because Coloradans have heeded restrictions about socializing less and wearing masks more. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
CU Boulder will be completely remote for the first month of its spring semester. Residence halls will stay closed until it's considered safe to reopen campus. CU Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says the goal is to ease the burden on college students who faced strict policies during the fall semester.
It was a better course of action for us to delay move in until we can actually be in a position to be able to offer them a better experience.
For now, CU hopes to restart in-person classes and on-campus activities in mid-February. Revenues for Vail Resorts are down 50% from last year. The company says COVID-19 restrictions are hurting its bottom line. CEO Rob Katz had a call with investors yesterday. He said he doesn't know what a new stay-at-home order would mean for ski season in Colorado.
Other than what is out there in the regulations that are posted, we don't have additional information.
Vail Resorts Colorado properties include Beaver Creek, Breckenridge, and Keystone. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.